With Rick Ellis, it's 2:09, and on the way this hour, your chance to win in the high-low contest. A little later on this afternoon, your chance to win in the 12 Days of Christmas. And can't forget this, you're also going to have the chance to win this hour in Trivia Quiz. That's coming up at around 2:20 this afternoon, so be listening for that. Also, we'll be talking weather and letting you know how long these cool temperatures are going to hang around. Great music on the way from Kim Carnes and James Taylor. Sarah and the best of times at 59 WVLK 215. You might want to tell me what happened to the Bengals yesterday. 41-6. They got smithereened by the Oilers yesterday. And Tom Leach, of course, will be taking a look at that and more sports a little later on this afternoon. Also, your chance to win Trivia Quiz coming up in just a few minutes. Get real. The Jets at 59 WVLK. It's 219. Things really have been chilly for the past couple of days, but tomorrow there is a warming note, and we'll tell you about that in a couple of minutes. Right now, trivia quiz. A salute to Steven Spielberg. Karen Allen dreamed of being a hero like her father, who was an FBI agent, and she got her chance when she starred as Marion Ravenwood opposite Harrison Ford in the Raiders of the Lost Ark. We'll be right back with a trivia quiz on the actresses in Steven Spielberg movies after these words from Prego Spaghetti Sauce and Remington Shavers.
Young man.
Walgreens and Kmart.
In 1974, Steven Spielberg directed his first feature film, The Sugarland Express, which was based on the true story of a couple on the run from the law in Texas. The cast, mostly unknowns, except for its female lead, Goldie Hawn. In The Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Richard Dreyfuss seemed to be going nuts, so his wife took their kids and left him flat. And that actress who played her later starred in Tootsie and Mr. Mom. Can you name her? In other words, who was the wife in Close Encounters of the Third Kind and also starred in Mr. Mom and Tootsie. 280-9590 is the telephone number. And if you know the answer, those who thought last year was the bottom of the barrel, the lowest of the lows, the absolute zero in human conduct, are in for a hilarious surprise when Paper Jacks presents Scandal Annual 1989, packed with features readers most wanted to read about. Scandal Annual is loaded with features that are tantalizing, mesmerizing, and hotter than hot.
Something wild.
Well, according to the National Weather Service, for the remainder of this afternoon, things are going to remain fairly chilly. Sunshine, the high around 30 degrees, kind of give or take. That. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, a few flurries developing, and the overnight low near 20. For tomorrow, decreasing clouds, a little bit warmer. The high should be between 35 and 40. And right now, in downtown Lexington, we have sunshine. It's 30 degrees at 59 WVLK.
I'm really happy for you.
59 WVLK, it's 2:26. This is Rick Ellis, and if you're counting, less than 2 weeks to go for Christmas. Speaking of Christmas, a little holiday spirit here from Barb Streisand. WVLK, there's Kim Carnes, Crazy in Love at 2:34. Congratulations to Pat Boggs today, who knew the answer to our trivia quiz question, and it was, in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Richard Dreyfuss seemed to be going nuts, so his wife took their kids and left him flat. And the actress who played her later starred in Tootsie and Mr. Mom. Who was she? Terry Garr, the answer. So once again, congratulations to Pat Boggs. Be listening tomorrow morning as Max Cooper will give you the chance to win again in Trivia Quiz. And be listening this hour as we'll give you the chance to win in the high-low contest. That could be coming at any time from 59 WVLK. Lexington's AM 59 WVLK at 2:38. We'll be talking a little high school hoops tonight, starting at 6 o'clock on Sportsline 59. Henry Clay coach Al Pruitt, who's on the eve of his 600th win, joins Tom Leach. I'll also preview Saturday's Thoroughbred Classic at Rupp Arena. That's tonight, 6 o'clock. And followed by that, it's Cat's Paws Sports Hotline. That gets underway at 7. You can reach both shows at 253-5959 if you're calling locally and out of town. 1-800-543-8918. According to the National Weather Service, for the remainder of this afternoon, you can expect sunshine, and temperatures are going to hover around the 30-degree mark. For tonight, increasing clouds, a few flurries have developed, but no accumulation expected. The overnight low near 20, so not quite as cold as we've seen the past couple of days. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds and a little bit better out there. A little warmer, the high in the upper 30s. And right now in downtown Lexington, sunshine, it's 30 at 59 WVLK. Glenn Fry, Searching the Soul at 59 WVLK. It's 247, and your chance to win in the high-low contest right now, 280-9590. Caller number 5. Hey, 59 WVLK, playing the high-low contest, and on the line this time around, Lillian Bland. Hi, Lillian, how are you today?
Just fine.
And you're prepared to play high-low, I hope.
Yes.
And if you think you know the amount, of course, then obviously I'm going to give it to you if it's the correct amount. So, Lillian, tell me the amount in the jackpot, and I'd love to give you some extra holiday cash this year.
I'm going to guess $77.
$77.
We're sorry. You're too low.
Lillian, you are a little low there, so you can try again later on, okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
It is 2:51, and coming up, Dave Riggins from the news department. That'll be at the top of the hour with a look at local and national news from the News Authority.
I'm having...
Lexington's AM 59 WVLK. This is Rick Ellis reminding you next hour your chance to win the 12 Days of Christmas.
With news every hour, News Radio 59 WVLK Lexington. I'm Dave Riggins, sunny and 30 downtown. The University of Kentucky today made public details of 13 of the allegations against UK's basketball program. Details from Deborah Moore.
VLK News.
Coming up next, the nursing shortage. It's 3:01. A government commission has been studying the situation regarding nurses in this country, and the results are pretty bad. More from ABC's Herbert Kaplow.
Washington.
The kidnappers holding Marine Lieutenant Colonel William Higgins hostage say they have sentenced him to death as a spy. Higgins, a Kentucky native, was head of a UN observer group in southern Lebanon when he was abducted last February. The organization, the Oppressed of the Earth, has delivered a statement to a Beirut newspaper saying Higgins has been turned over to those responsible for executing him. A Council of Ministers spokesman in the Soviet Union says 38 relief planes from abroad have arrived so far in earthquake-shattered Armenia. Nearly 1,000 foreign specialists are working in the disaster area. Meantime, a Soviet plane will leave San Francisco with supplies. State Department spokesman Charles Redmond says the need is severe.
Can best respond.
Britain's transport secretary promises that an independent public inquiry will be set up to investigate today's multi-train collision. At least 36 people died in that accident. Keep your eyes to the sky tonight, and you just might see some cosmic debris.
Whizzing by overhead each minute.
Jeb Chester of the Smithsonian talking about the Geminid meteor showers. The forecast is next from your weather station, 59 WVLK. Central Kentucky weather this afternoon, sunny with a high around 30. Tonight, increasing clouds. We might see some flurries. Not nearly as cold, looking for a low around 20. It's sunny and 30. I'm Dave Riggins, 59 WVLK News.
Lexington's AM 59 WVLK. Good afternoon. It's 3:10. This is Rick Ellis. Coming up this hour, your chance to win in the 12 Days of Christmas. Basically how it works, in case you're not familiar with it, you be the correct caller. And at that point in time, we will ask you what present you want out of the 59 gifts that we have under our tree here. And, we'll pull it out for you and unwrap it and tell you what you want. So it's a very simple, easy way to collect something that you didn't have. So be listening this hour for your chance to win there. Also, great music coming up from Billy Joel, Traveling Wilburys. And we'll also take a look at a warmer forecast than we've seen the past couple of days.
Christmas treasures.
No More Lies, the Moody Blues at 59 WVLK. It's 3:18. This is Rick Ellis. Later on this afternoon, starting at 4:20, Arden Wiley with Complete Air Traffic Reports, the only station in Lexington giving you the information you need to get to work and get home. 59 WVLK. Lexington's AM 59 WVLK. 3:22. The Kentucky Wildcats and the UKIT set for this Friday evening, and our coverage begins at 4:45, as we'll be over there doing fans in the stands. Cat calls at 5, and the first game game of the UKIT, set at 6:30, as Marshall takes on Arkansas State, immediately followed by Kentucky against Bowling Green. For complete coverage of the UKIT, you can keep it right here on 59 WVLK. And any other info that might be pertaining to the University of Kentucky Wildcats.
When the Christmas gift is...
I mean my room.
You mean my room?
I have the bigger room.
My room.
For complete information on the PS2 Model 25, contact your IBM authorized dealer today.
Well, a little on the cold side out there this afternoon, but things are going to be improving in the next couple of days. According to the National Weather Service, for the remainder of this afternoon, sunshine, the high in the low 30s. For tonight, increasing clouds, a few flurries developing, low near 20. Tomorrow, you don't have to wear 3 and 4 jackets to work, just a couple, because temperatures will be in the upper 30s tomorrow. Right now, in downtown Lexington, sunshine, it is 31 at 59 WVLK. Two hearts. Here's Phil Collins at 59 WVLK. Let's give the chance to somebody to win some holiday gifts this year in the 12 days of Christmas. 280-9590. We'll take caller 5.
For the longest time. Whoa.
59 WVLK. Again, playing the 12 days of Christmas. And on the telephone line with us, our fifth caller, Janie Brenniger. Hi, Janie. How are you today?
I'm how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, especially now that we're getting down to... real time here when it comes to Christmas, and happy to give away some things. And we've got 57 presents left under the WVLK Christmas tree this year. And I would love to give you a little present there, Janie. So you tell me which one it is, and we'll go under the tree and dig it out for you.
How about 12?
Present number 12. All right. Let me go back here and get it out from underneath the tree. All right. Let's set it up here and unwrap it. It's kind of a small present here, Janie, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Janie?
Yeah?
My dear.
Wow.
You just won yourself dinner for two at Max and Irby's. $15 worth.
Oh.
All right.
Thanks.
So enjoy it. All right, we'll send the coupon to you in the mail.
Okay.
And have a merry, merry, merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye, Janie. It is 3:38. Coming up next, a look at the forecast. According to the National Weather Service, things are going to warm up just a little bit in the next couple of days. Well, according to the National Weather Service, for the remainder of this afternoon, lots of sunshine, and the temperature's going to hang around the 30-degree mark. For tonight, increasing clouds, a few flurries developing, the overnight low near 20. And for tomorrow, decreasing clouds, a little bit warmer. We'll see a high in the upper 30s. And right now, downtown, sunny 31 at WVLK. Traveling Wilburys at 59 WVLK. It's 3:45, and coming up in about 15 minutes from now, Dave Riggins takes a look at local and national news from the News Authority. Fooling around and falling in love. There's Elvin Bishop, of course, used to be with Jefferson Starship at 59 WVLK. It is 3:48. And if you're wondering when your next chance comes to win, well, the answer is next hour. We'll be playing high-low contest coming up next hour. Your chance to win some holiday cash. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and pass this along to you. The last guess we had was $77. That was too low. So next hour, you want to guess definitely more money than that in the high-low contest if you want to win the bucks. 59 WVLK, there's Roberta Flack and Oasis. 5 in front of 4, Dave Riggins with the news next.
It's in there.
59 WVLK, we are playing high-low. And on the telephone line is Gene Elliott. Hi, Gene, how are you this afternoon, dear?
I'm just fine.
You're just fine. You're not nervous, are you?
Oh, am I ever.
Why would you be nervous?
Because I know how much is in the jackpot.
Do you really? That's interesting. Well, you know, Gene... you are the last high-low contestant
yes.
for the contest.
Yes.
So you better know the amount in that jackpot. I really want to give it to you. The holidays are just around the corner. Gene Elliott, let's go out with a bang.
All right.
How much is in the jackpot?
$179.
Gene?
Yes.
Gene. You know what?
What?
You just won $179.
Thank you.
Thank you. for making my day, dear. I am extremely happy to give this money away. We've been working on this jackpot for a long time, and Gene, you just won yourself $179. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I don't know.
One thing is for sure. You're $179 richer, dear. And we need you to hold on the line a second. I want to get some info from you.
Okay.
And by the way, Gene.
Yes.
Gene?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Rick.
Okay, thank you. Hold on here for just a second. According to the National Weather Service, for the afternoon, partly sunny and cold. The high will be in the upper 20s for tonight. Increasing cloudiness, some snow flurries after midnight, the low near 20. And for tomorrow, cloudy and cold, a 40% chance of light snow, the high in the upper 20s. Now, right now in downtown Lexington, partly sunny, we have 27 degrees at 59 WVLK.